Donald Trump reveals his secret identity. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It was just a small part of his latest speech, but on Sunday in Iowa, Donald Trump pretty much acknowledged that the man you see campaigning is not the man you'll see in the Oval Office. He was responding to a question he got from a supporter after one of his events.
And a woman, beautiful, wonderful woman, walks up to me. She goes, "Mr. Trump, all my friends want to vote with you, but they're a little bit concerned that if you're president, will you still speak so tough?" I say, "No, it's different."
He tells her he would speak differently as president. I was a little surprised to hear him say that, but as he explained, being president is different than running for president.
I say it's different. I'm running originally against 17 people, and I have to be a little bit tough, and I have to be quick because I don't have enough time to be so nice, right?
But once he's in the White House, he says, he would be softer, more sophisticated.
I go to Palm Beach. I own the great place in Palm Beach. We have the great society people in Palm Beach. They always want me sitting next to them for a lot of reasons, right? And I sit next to ladies. "Oh, Donald, it's so beautiful to have you with us. It's so beautiful." And I talk to them, "You look so lovely tonight." And I'm so politically correct. In fact, they leave, they say, "I can't believe it how sophisticated Donald is. I can do it any different way."
So he's saying that while he may be elected as Batman,
maybe the attitude will be tougher, but the words will be softer.
He must govern as Bruce Wayne.
"I have no choice, Batman."
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.